The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 28th day of December. Oh boy, just a few days left in this month, in this year, right, folks? And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And tonight we have the mighty Craig on the board. No, he's the courageous Craig on the board tonight. No, it's not. It's the mighty Andrew.
Sad That's Andrew. Right, Pastor. I figured you'd get it right sooner than later.
Yeah, well, I've been overworked. Listen, I'm manning the fort by myself down there. So, I have one other fellow to help me, but... It's been, I tell you what, we've never been so busy, never. And people are calling me left and right, and way out yonder waiting for us is none other than the Parson Joe Larson.
You're right, that highly unpaid professional assistant is here, ready to go to work.
And last night you told the folks that you really don't ride a mule in the back roads, but you used to own a mule, right?
Yep, used to ride, I'm too old and... crippled to ride.
What happened to the mule?
It died.
Oh.
Old age. They only live so long.
Yeah. I know, Joe. All right. Okay. I wanted to say this right out the chute tonight. People have been calling us and calling us and calling us. The phones ring all day. And they want me to tell them how they can order hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And that I don't do that. That's what we have the women down there doing. They have all that information. And some of them will be back starting tomorrow. Some should start coming back and we'll have that information. But I do know this, that there's a substitute for ivermectin would be black cumin seed. Black cumin, where you can buy at a health food store. Also, quercetin, which actually is rated higher than both ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, you know, when it comes to fighting the Fauci flu. Also, you can get, along with that, vitamin D3, and vitamin C. If you have this, if you have the Fauci flu. And
zinc. Zinc in it.
Well, you know what? In the quercetin, the kind I get, zinc is in there. Zinc's already... already in and along with some of the other things that's in there too, but you can add zinc to that if you want. You can add extra zinc, but in fact, here I just happen to have a bottle of that stuff over here someplace right here, and let me see what it says here in the back. It says here's what's in this quercetin activated bioflavoid complex through source materials. Here's what it says. Where'd it go? Okay, here it is. It has vitamin C. It has magnesium, citrate. It has quercetin. It has bromelain. Let's see. What is the other? Okay. And also magnesium stearate, okay, in here, already in this stuff, okay? So you get the quercetin, you can buy it at the health food store, and they say that it's, you know, it's actually a little better even than ivermectin. So quercetin, black cumin is also a replacement you can use in place of ivermectin. And then get vitamin D3, very important, vitamin D3, very important, and vitamin C. And then if you've got the COVID, and at bedtime, take melatonin. At bedtime, take melatonin. There. You folks, you got it. I done told you. So don't call me no more. Right, Joe? Okay. Well, we got a lot to talk about tonight, so let's get back right into the scripture.
When they say, we say.
Right.
And tonight, the middle of the message.
Okay, so, you know, Joe, you cannot read this ancient history without thinking about how consistently God's people failed to learn from the past, okay? They repeatedly turned from in the examples of God's faithfulness and forgiveness to plunge themselves right back into sin. We see this with the nation of Israel continuously. Now, here, the whole point, Joe, that God's purpose for saving Israel was so that they would observe his statutes and keep his commandments, keep his laws.
And be an example to the Gentile world.
And so often, we don't spend enough time thinking about God's miracles. You know, have you ever stopped to think of and list all of the mighty acts or miracles in the Bible? I mean, from Genesis to Revelation, Joe. Everybody I know, just about everybody I know, believes that God has done something in their life, something miraculous in their life. The people I know, of course, there's some that I know that are the enemy, and they would never say that, okay? But, and so...
The brothers and sisters that in Christ that you know. Let's put
right.
it that way.
So... I think you'd be absolutely astounded if you ever decided to start sitting back and just thinking about all of the things that God has done for you. And so and that's what we got to do.
Well,
and that's what he tells us.
Just a step, because you were talking about Israel failing and always going back to worshiping idols and sin. I think God had blessed America, made it like the promised land for Christians. But the idea we were to be, like Reagan said, the shining city on the hill for the rest of the world to emulate and look at our freedom, look at our prosperity, look at our happiness, and want what we have. And just like the children of Israel, we've failed where now a lot of the world goes, you're no different than we are. You're trying hard to become a third world country, a socialist democracy. We're almost there. If Biden and the rest of the liberals or socialists have their way. So we're doing the same thing as a nation, as Israel did.
All righty. Here's what I want you to do. Go to 106 Psalm. And read verses 1 through 9.
Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt. They remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, but provoked him at the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths as through the wilderness.
All right, so here now, okay, this psalm actually covers, Joe, from the events from the Exodus all the way to the Babylonian captivity, if you read the entire psalm.
Psalm, right.
Yeah. And so here, you know, we often focus, again, like I said, more on the evil acts of the enemies of God and his people than we do the mighty, mighty acts of the Lord and his mercies and his miracles and his guidance and his healings and his blessings, and most of all, the gift of salvation. You know, I mean, that's a miraculous thing right there in itself, okay? And so
it really is everything to us as born-again believers.
Well, something else we...
Salvation, what is there, you know?
Right, and something else we need to be very, very thankful in this evil day is that for discernment. You know, here you've got people that are going out, they're standing in line to get the poisonous poke. They're standing in line, Joe, and they're waiting, okay, to take a bioweapon in their arm. Something is, and many of them are dying in large, large numbers. And why? This
many
total
others are suffering.
And there's a total lack of discernment there. And they're waiting, and you and I, we're going out, and people that are listening to this radio program, they're going out, they're getting hydroxychloroquine, they're getting quercetin, black cumin seed, D3, and the things they understand. Pardon?
Ivermectin.
Ivermectin, yeah. And so God has given us a gift of discernment, something that we should be very, very thankful for. I want to go over now to Proverbs. Well, no, let's go to Genesis chapter 9.
Okay.
When they say that a woman has a right to an abortion, she has a right to kill her child. Let's see what God has to say about that. Then when they say that, we say what?
We say Genesis 9, 6, and 7.
Right. Go ahead and read.
Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful, and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply therein.
So, when they committed abortion, and when they kill that child, okay, they actually commit three sins.
Right.
Three transgressions against God. Okay, one is they transgress God's dominion. Here, this is where you get the statute, Joe. In fact, this is the entire purpose of divine human government. The entire purpose you just read there, is to preserve the image of God that be a man. That's the entire purpose of divine human government, okay? Now, what they've done is they've transgressed God's dominion. In other words, they've crossed the line into God's property. God did not give them dominion over man. He kept dominion of man for himself. If you read verses 1 through 4, you'll see he gave mankind dominion over the environment, but he kept dominion of man for himself. And then number 2, what is the very first command that God gave man?
Thou shalt not murder.
No. The very first command he gave him was to be fruitful and multiply.
Multiply, yeah.
This is the third time now in Genesis that we've read this, the third time to be fruitful and multiply. So now here, when you failed to do what God has commanded you to do, what kind of a sin is that?
Sin of commission.
No. Commission is when you commit a sin, you transgress, when you fail to obey God's laws.
It's a sin of omission. Yeah.
Right, it's a sin of omission, okay? So then what is the third sin they've committed there when they say they have the right, okay, to kill the baby?
Well, God, there's several things there. You're not to shed innocent blood, and God... says that the taking of life is his only.
So they've done is they've lied.
Right.
Okay, so what does it say about lying?
It's a sin.
Okay, so they've committed three sins.
Will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
So you have three sins when these people, when that court, and again, I want to keep emphasizing that court of 1973, they were supreme only in their violations of God's law, only in their rebellion of God's law. And, you know, here basically what they said is we will take what God has made unlawful and we will make it legal if you acquire a license. That's where you get the word licentiousness,
right.
With mammon. In other words, you pay us with mammon. And, okay, then we will give you
a license to do things.
To violate God's law of dominion and life. This is what they that court did. And Joe, unless I miss my guess, they're all burning in hell right now. They're all burning in hell right now. Now, these fools here in this country, they name cities and streets and bridges after them. But I'm going to tell you, God means what he says and says what he means. The one thing you can depend upon absolutely is the word of God, okay? So when you transgress God's dominion by shedding innocent blood, you violate three of God's laws, okay? So now here, I want you to go over to Proverbs chapter 6.
And
read.
All right.
Read verse 16 through 19.
Proverbs 6. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren.
Okay, so what you did, when you say a woman has the right to kill her baby, number one, you're a lying tongue. You're a lying tongue, right? And two, you're also a false witness. You're a false witness.
Right.
And so here now, let me ask you this.
Complicit in hands that shed innocent blood because you are promoting something or... like a crime. If you're sitting there witnessing a crime and you don't report it, you're guilty. And if you're just the lookout for the people that do it, you're still, if they commit a murder during a crime and you don't, but you drive the getaway car, you're still guilty of that murder.
All right. Now, let me ask you this, okay? Here, when people say to you, we're supposed to, the Bible says that we're supposed to hate the sin but love the sinner. Is that what the Bible says?
No, the Bible says we are to love what God loves and hate what God hates.
You're exactly right. These six things is the Lord.
Hates sin.
Right. These six things is the Lord hate.
Hate, right.
Seven are an abomination. Seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wickedness and imaginations, and feet that is swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies, and so is discord among the brethren. And so now, go over to Jeremiah chapter 2, and in Jeremiah chapter 2, here, we want to start with, read verses 23 and 24.
23 and 24. How canst thou say, I am not polluted, I have not gone after Balaam? See thy way in the valley? Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary traversing her ways. A wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffed up the wind at her pleasure and her occasion, who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves in her month. They shall find her.
Okay, so now, here, what is that all about? I mean, God is doing something there. here Jeremiah is comparing the people to female animals that are in heat.
Heat, exactly.
Okay.
And he's using a wild desert ass in the wilderness, and anybody that's been around, whether it's deer, horses, sniff the males sniffing the air, following the scent of a female in heat, and
they'll find her, won't they?
They find her. Yep, they follow her. They'll chase her if they have to chase her all day and half the night.
Well, with so many of the young women nowadays, you don't have to chase them. Okay,
often they're chasing.
And you know, it's an interesting thing too, because now here, you know, where it talks about a wild ass, you know, what is the symbol for these liberal women, the Democratic Communist Party?
It's a donkey, a ass, yeah.
A jackass, yeah.
A jackass.
It's a jackass. So here, you know, that's interesting. Now, let me ask you this. What happens when these young women, like today, that it's so prevalent? I couldn't believe when you had that woman's soccer team, when I was, you know, at the last Olympics, when they were out there, those girls were whores. They were talking the way that they were talking and gyrating the things they were saying, and especially their coach. You know, I mean, it was like, you know, like whores. But what happens when these young women are promiscuous and they go out and they start like a wild jackass, like a female in heat, sleeping with boys?
Well, often, as that happens, they become pregnant.
That is right, Joe. They become pregnant, okay?
And they don't want to be pregnant. So what do? They look to have an abortion.
Read verse 34.
Get rid of the problem.
Read verse 34, Joe.
Verse 34, also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these.
Now, when he's talking about in the skirts they found the souls of the poor innocents, okay, he's talking about innocent children, and he says, you know, now these women are trying to hide their sin. They're trying to hide their sin by killing their children. But let me ask you this. Why did he not have to find it by a secret search?
Because nowadays they're flaunting it. We did a story where they were talking about, shout your abortion, shout it to the world, tell everybody how wonderful it was, how proud you are, how, you know.
By their own mouth, they condemn themselves, don't they?
Right.
And he's talking about these are whorish women, okay? Now, we're going to pick it up tomorrow. We'll pick it up at Romans chapter 9. But we're gonna stop right there and take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Once a man's home was his castle, only his foes would violate. And the border of his property was the moat round his estate. All these kingly rights of sovereignty, once bestowed on us by God, have been lost somewhere in history, in the fine print and the fraud. Once a man and his religion was protected by the law. In America, the Constitution formed a verbal wall. Now the law that used to separate is a law that's daily breached. Now the worried watchman on the wall is crying, heaven's under siege. Heaven's under siege. Woe now, heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets.
when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Heard the watchman sound a warning call back in 1992, when they murdered Vicky Weaver, just like they'll murder me or you. And when they stormed the church in Waco, women and children burned alive. And now the ones who rot in prisons are the ones they let survive. Heaven's under siege. Well, now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government, but heaven's under siege. Now a voice cries in the wilderness as the Lord prepares his church. Will his called and chosen servants be found faithful on this earth? Will we pass the test of heaven's quest, never counting earthly loss? Will we fight like Christian soldiers with our eyes upon the cross? Heaven's under siege, oh now heaven's under siege. When the Bible and the Bill of Rights have been trampled in the streets. And when the gentle lambs of Jesus Christ rot in jails for their beliefs. You know corruption reigns in government when heaven's under siege. I said corruption reigns in government when heaven. Under siege.
All right, folks, you know, there's no doubt that heaven's under siege. Look at the corruption in our government from top to bottom. Now, Joe, did you know that the SPLC labels women? Okay, they call themselves the Southern Poverty Law Center. But, Joe,
Center,
that's
yeah.
not... Okay, but we don't call them that, Joe. We call them the Southern Perversion Lewd Center. The Southern Perverted Lewd Center. Because they're lewd and they're perverted, right?
Right.
Now,
and they're not about the law.
No, they're not about the law at all. They're anti-Christ communist and really poverty. They're a bunch of rich pedophiles that run it, okay? And here's an article by Christy Hutchison, Women Fighting for America. Beware. Now here, they're labeling this woman's group that helps rescue children from rape gangs as white nationalists because they're doing it. And that's what you would expect from those perverts at the Southern Perversion Law Center or Lewd Center. Beware. This is an article by Christy Hutchison, the founder. Beware of the grifters who prey on people's emotions to promote false narratives designed to separate unwitting victims from their money and, in some cases, their lives with a convenient straw man. Perhaps the left should get its story straight before attacking people who won't sit down and shut up, like us, Joe. One such example is the people that respond to our border crisis who are not government agents, while the propaganda machine made of special interest hitmen and the formerly free press with the free press. You know what's so rare? So rare is a journalist out there today. There's very, very few left of them, okay?
No, there are not many.
Yeah, they've turned into shock jocks, haven't they? Snowflakes.
Yeah, for most part.
Claim to be watchdogs for the community. There is a disconnect between claims and reality. Take, for example, the Bill of Rights, specifically the source of power and authority to exercise. It's enshrined in the 10th Amendment, which frames the federal form of government we have. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Okay, so, Joe, we got to regularly remind elected officials and bureaucrats that Power originates from the people, not the government. Those powers granted the federal government are limited and discrete.
Yeah,
essentially,
well, there were only about 20 things they gave the federal government to do, and now the federal government is doing hundreds of things it was never authorized by the Constitution to do.
Well, you know, Women Fighting for America is a philanthropic action-oriented organization with members across the United States. Naturally, they have a special place in their hearts for children victimized by the cartels, you know, who work hand-in-hand with the Biden cartel, that work hand-in-hand with the Democratic Communist cartel, with the deep state, and who trade the children like their chattel, and through child rape networks in North America. On one 2021 summer day in Piedmont County, Arizona, the Women Fighting for America were there watching the border to rescue seven children from a cartel coyote. There was no law. Of course, they wouldn't. And again, you know, what's happening when Biden is flying these kids into these cities late at night with no parents, just the children, and then they disappear, Joe. Pedophilia and child abuse is rampant in the Democratic Communist Collective. It is rampant in the Democratic Communist Collective. And with no enforcement resource available to take action, the depravity of these men is unspeakable by most. But we're calling it out, and we must call it out, and it must be stopped. Very good. So those ladies got more guts than, you know, those ladies have got more guts than the majority of the pastors in the pulpit in this country, unfortunately, Joe.
All right. Majority of the organizations in this country, because it's people don't want to go under fire, be called names. They don't want to be called racist or sexist or homophobe, and so they say nothing. And we know what happens. Evil triumphs when good men say nothing.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're seeing. Evil is triumphing all over this land.
Well, the January 6th attorney uncovered law enforcement supposed to be, dirty cops anyhow, officers passing out weapons to the January 6th protesters who were later arrested. Joe, that is clear what we call entrapment. That's absolute entrapment. That's a deep state, and the FBI was up to their eyeballs in this deep state entrapment. And so here, Attorney Joseph McBride joined Tucker Carlson to discuss the ongoing persecution of the January 6th protesters by the Biden regime. And McBride is representing several January 6th prisoners. He went on to discuss the video footage he saw from inside the U.S. Capitol tunnel on the afternoon of January 6th. McBride is also looking for several federal operatives who were observed that day. McBride accused Agent Red-Faced 45 with entrapping Trump supporters that day. We've known that from the very beginning. It was corrupt as... No, there's nothing about the deep state. There's nothing about the Democratic Communist Party. There's nothing. There's nothing at all, or no one in that Democratic Party in Washington, D.C., in that Congress and the Senate that's not corrupt. There's not one single individual that's not corrupt, Joe.
Right, I agree. There's headlines today, and out of the world's largest daily newspaper, the DailyMail.com, it tracked down that mysterious activist who remains unindicted on the January 6th investigation, the one that was seen in numerous videos directing people to storm the building. Well, his name is Ray Epps, and the framed evidence backs suspicion that he was an FBI agent provocateur tasked with inciting a riot, and they traced him and to his Rocky Knar Farms ranch there in Arizona, and they actually took telephotos of him and went to talk to him, and his quote was, "Get off my property." So we know who he is, where he lives, and it was Revolver News that was putting the evidence together and showing all these different films. He's out there telling them to get weapons and go, you know, storm the building and everything else. Now, all these other guys that stood outside, some that went in, were taking pictures, walking around, doing nothing. They've been locked up in solitary for months. And here, a guy that is seen on numerous videos. Oh, but the Daily Mail can find him, but the FBI couldn't, right? I mean, this just shows what's going on. And even Tucker Carlson, when he did a documentary on Patriot Purge, was the name of it, shows evidence of incitement by federal agents and the entrapment of American citizens. So we know what's going on. This armed insurrection, white supremacist, no one has been charged with insurrection. No one has been charged with carrying a firearm. No one has been charged with a weapon of any kind. And the only person that was, shot a gun was a Capitol Police officer who shot that female, Ashley Babbitt, and she was unarmed. So it everything you're saying.
Well, we already know Capitol Police killed two female Trump supporters on January 6th. Now, there's a new video shows a third dead Trump supporter killed after police fired on the crowd. As we reported earlier this year, this is an article by Jim Hoft. This year, on January 6th, Capitol Police started firing flash grenades and rubber bullets at peaceful protesters. You know, these are the same. Remember, they were telling them, come on in, ushering them in. Whoever with U.S. and MAGA flags, whoever had a MAGA hat or a flag on, they were shooting at. From the video, you can see the protesters are not on the Capitol steps and were not behind barriers. These were children, many of them, veterans, seniors in the crowd. The protesters were packed tightly together, and the Capitol Police, dirty cops, these were dirty cops, started firing on them. A reader sent the Gateway Pundit a second video of the Capitol Police firing on the January 6th crowd of men and women. And children, and the seniors. In the video, you can see the slow motion of flash grenades fired out over the crowd and into the crowd. The Trump supporters had nowhere to move, had no idea what was about to hit them. Okay, the flash grenade then explodes into the crowd of men and women and children and seniors. Flashbang grenades in close range can cause hearing loss, eye damage, and other injuries. This is your government declaring war on its people. There you go.
Well, on to, there's a big story that, of course, isn't being told. There is a defector doctor who says the CCP virus, Chinese Communist Party virus, was a bioweapon. We've been telling this story. Joshua Phillips is a award-winning investigative reporter with the Epoch Times, and he interviewed Dr. Yang Li Meng, a virologist, former member of the World Health Organization Influenza Reference Lab based there at the University of Hong Kong School of Public Health. It was a key emergency disease facility for the Chinese government, and he does not believe the Chinese government at all. He said that the SARS-CoV-2 was a result of a secret 20-year-old bioweapons research program that included the coronaviruses. "I'm the big problem," Yan said. The Chinese Communist Party, need to disappear me. The reason is very clear, because the things I'm telling the world actually reveal the top confidential plans of the Chinese government. They've spent 20 years working on the novel bioweapons, the coronaviruses, but despite what she is saying, the international scientific and U.S. intelligence communities claim, with a straight face, "We judge the virus was not developed as a biological weapon." Well, there was an investigative reporter, Sherry Markson, with The Australian, reported that the U.S. State Department had uncovered during its investigations into the origins of COVID-19 a 263-page paper written by the People's Liberation Army scientists and senior Chinese public health officials from 2003. The paper was titled The Unnatural Origins of SARS and the New Species of Man-Made Viruses as Genetic Bioweapons. That was the title, folks. I want to repeat that. 263 pages paper written by the People's Liberation Army scientists titled The Unnatural Origin of SARS and the New Species of Man-Made Viruses as Genetic Bioweapons, ushering in a new era of genetic weapons in which the viruses can be, quote, artificially manipulated into emerging human disease virus, then weaponized and unleashed in ways never before seen. And the document was authorized by 18 of the Chinese military's top people, and goes on and on about it being a man-made bioweapon. And this Dr. Yan says she realized it was urgent to speak up and that the Communist Party had already silenced or disappeared the top whistleblower doctors who were trying to warn. And she thought, if I don't tell the world, they will keep covering it up and there will be a bigger outbreak and even a bigger pandemic all over the world. And China has been secretive about the leak, and they didn't admit it, but and then she said the World Health Organization's covered up China's culpability. So it goes back to, you know, our own Dr. Fauci is compromised. He's been funding money over to them for many, many years, and to continue their research. Joe Biden is compromised because of Hunter and all the Chinese businesses. We know that even Mitch McConnell's compromised, his wife's dealings in China, and Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi, all these people tied in to China businesses, their stock portfolios, you name it. So there you have it. Somebody who knows, was there, who is in hiding, and put out this story and telling the truth about this is a bioweapon.
Well, you heard what I said last night. I know I quoted, and this is from a newspaper article, and this is from February 25th, 2009. And this is Henry Kissinger, and he's speaking at the World Health Council of Eugenics. That's the depopulation people. That's people, Bill Gates. Yep. And here's what he says. Once the herd accepts mandatory vaccines, folks, listen carefully to what we're telling you here. Listen. Mm-hmm. Once the herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over. They will accept anything. Forcible blood or organ donations for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Control sheep minds and you control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room are investors. It is a big win-win. We thin out the herd, and the herd pays us for exterminating themselves.
Yep.
Okay, so that's exactly what they're doing. They've actually got people voluntarily going in and saying, go ahead, give me the poison. You know,
begging for it, standing in line for it. That doctor last night, Dr. Salenko, told the truth, that they have all these different treatment plans for the virus. But the government has fought everyone, turned everyone down, and then he told us the reason why. The virus is being on emergency approval. If there was any treatment that would control the virus, there would no longer be able to produce the vax under the emergency mandate and would have to pull the vaccines. Well, then all these people couldn't get rich off the patents, off of the big pharma and all their stock shares. And so that's the big secret. They can't have a cheap, effective way of, you know, healing or keeping you from dying from the virus because, well, then they couldn't have their vaccine. And you noticed even with these new, they're not going to stop the vaccines until they get these new medications made by the same companies out there, and then they're likely to slowly switch over, but they will never let the cheap, well-known, well-used medications be given. It's all about money. Money answereth all things.
All right. Now, you just discussed about how the Chinese Communist Party talked about eliminating our military. Did you do that?
No.
Okay. Well, here you go. A horrifying video conference from inside China has been intercepted by intelligence sources, and in it, the bosses from the Chinese Communist Party discuss the future of the United States after distribution of the vaccine. Everyone who took the vaccine is dead, they say. This is a video. This is the big bosses in China all coming together. The leaked segment of the intercepted video conference begins with the Chinese Communist Party boss who organized the video conference telling the other Chinese Communist participants that while the CCP wants most is to have U.S. troops get vaccinated. The speaker goes on to say once they get vaccinated, the U.S. military will collapse and the CCP will triumph.
Well, you think if only 20-25% of all those young men in the military that got vaxxed come down with myocarditis or the other carditis, I get the two confused, heart problems, that would keep them off of active duty, that would cripple the military, especially get rid of the people who have the training, the command positions, who have the training, the knowledge to train others, that alone would decimate the military. It'd only take 20-25% to destroy our whole military complex.
Well, and you've got Biden, Austin, and Milley working with them to do exactly that, to destroy. Now, look, okay, Joe, just the other day, the Chinese, in one day, the Chinese Communist Party unveiled three brand new battleships, big battleships.
Right.
On that same day, what they did was they discharged over 100 Marines and for not taking the poisonous poke. And so here, again, as they're building up their military, over here, Austin, Milley, and the bunch are doing everything they can to weaken our military.
Exactly. And here's one more thing. It's out today. World News Daily. New study finds vaccines make Omicron infection more likely. Scientists fear too many shots cause immune system fatigue. Yep. A study by Danish researchers find that after 90 days, the COVID-19 vaccines will make you more likely to get infected from Omicron or other variants, not less. They may offer a short-term benefit, but at the expense of degradation of your overall immunity to everything, notice the words, everything else, all the other viruses. So the study shows that after 3 months, the effectiveness of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna mRNA vaccines against Omicron is virtually negative. Wow. The Pfizer vaccine makes recipients 76% more likely to get it, and Moderna recipients 40% more likely to be infected than unvaxxed people. Did you hear that? The Pfizer vaccine makes almost 76% more likely to get it than an unvaxxed person. The Moderna 40% more likely to get infected than an unvaxxed person. And they say it causes immune system fatigue, which compromises the body's ability to fight the coronavirus. but it also compromises the body's immune system to fight other infections, other viruses. You've got to remember the common cold is a COVID virus, so it even is going to make you more likely to get colds, flus, and those things are what lead to pneumonia, which is the what really kills most people. So here we have a big study out, this antibody-dependent enhancement, this mechanism where the antibodies are unable to neutralize a virus, but instead increase its ability, the body's ability to infect its own cells, making the disease worse. Ouch. And yet what Fauci keeps doing, what, over and over, you got to have two vax, then you have to have a booster. Now he's pushing for a fourth booster. What he's doing is making more and more people get sick, more and more people get the COVID, more and more people destroy their immune system, take the poison poke. The more often they take it, the more chances they're going to get hurt from the vaccine, and the more it's going to destroy the body's immune system to other viruses, colds, and influenza.
Don't forget, Joe, that Fauci and all of his buddies that have these investments in Big Pharma, they're making every time you get a booster, they get federal money. It pays for it. They get paid for that. And Fauci becomes richer and richer, and the fiend of Fauci, the more they dig up on him, they just dig up another thing where he had another one of his cruel mad scientist labs where they were injecting lethal doses of what they usually use to execute prisoners on death row into these little puppies, into these beagle pups in their head. Just evil, pure Fauci evil, the fiend Fauci evil.
Evil.
And this is why
he was the original. He was the first CEO of Moderna after it was sold from Germany. It had been the company that made the chemicals that the Nazis used in to kill the Jews in the camps. He was the first CEO and one of the major stockholders of Moderna, so he not only gets the money into the, from the government for all this, he's getting money from Moderna, and he also holds several patents that help with these vaccines. So he's getting money from the right hand, left hand, behind the hand, over the hand, under the hand, and people die, and he's getting rich.
He is evil enough to be the presidential nominee for the Democratic Communist Party.
I think he's even more evil than Biden. What we have the doctor last night, Selenko, said, you know, they could have saved probably 600,000 people. So in a way, Fauci is responsible for the death of hundreds of thousands of people. That's genocide.
Yeah, it is. But, Joe, he made millions and millions and millions. Joe, if you make millions and millions and millions of dollars of killing people, then according to the Democratic Communist Party, to the collective, to them, then they can rationalize it as long as they're making, again, these people are wicked to the bone, just wicked. We're coming up to a break. By complying with the COVID-19 guidelines, I would be participating in terrorism. A Virginia nurse sends out a letter and compared the guidelines to active terrorism. Be right back after this. With a lot more, don't go away. More to come.
Light the fire. Take a stand. Light the light. We are there. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.